So, enjoy. Don't forget, we have plenty of very. We'll have our folklore segment. We'll have a very packed news segment because there's a lot of stuff going on this week. So, that all said and done, let's get into it with Key to the Castle by Marina.
Yeah. true. What's the matter, babe? Did you bring the wrong shoes? Fire in the eyes, I say your body better move to the tiny violins and the big ones too. If I'm gonna dance, then you're gonna dance too. What's the matter, babe? Did you bring the wrong shoes? Fire in the eyes, I say your body better move to the tiny violins and the big ones too.
I see the vision.
Yeah.
I support you.
The pain, the gag, the drama. I'm about to eat this shit up. I'm about to eat this shit up. The fame, the flash, the trauma. I'm about to eat this shit up. And you're gonna eat this shit up. What's the matter, babe? Did you bring the wrong shoes? To the tiny violins and the big ones too.
Cheeks turn the loo into the theater. Oh, oh.
And you just heard Marie and Enva Diamonds, Living Dead, Valencia Grace, Lucky You're a Star, Emmy with Night at the Opera, and to start, Marina, Key to the Castle. So, Marina and Marie and Enva Diamonds is the same person, just formatted weird because she used to be Marie and Enva Diamonds when, Electra Heart, that's the album, came out, so I don't know exactly when she switched to just Marina, but I think it was a couple years ago. I feel like it might have been when Venus Flytrap came out is when she switched, so yeah, that's a fun fact for you guys. But the important thing now is that we have a quick PSA. Do you wish you didn't smell bad? Do you wish that you could live longer? Do you wish you could do something to save the dolphins of the ocean? Well, you can do all these things and more if you choose to not smoke cigarettes. Cigarettes are one of the leading causes of death in America. Not only do they kill you, but all those butts go into the ocean and are killing our sea creatures. The DJs here at WREV want you to be happy and healthy. So remember, don't smoke. When I first picked up this PSA, I thought it was going to be something about deodorant, which is also a very good reminder. Spring is coming. Please wear deodorant. I don't want to hear it about aluminum or heavy metals. Like, we're all eating plastic all the time. Like, genuinely, it does not matter at this point. Like, just wear deodorant, please. Some of these classrooms have no circulation, okay? So, ugh. Anyways, let's get into some more music with Ella Red and It's Not Real. So, let's get into that.
Please make it stop. Make it go away. The sleepless nights and lonely heartaches. The chaos of not being in control. Slowly chipping away at my soul. Being forced to pick and choose. Our roles as scam and curse we cast, I know. But why do we still follow those who made us pick and choose those roles? We're only human, we make mistakes. But what if they put our lives at stake? Our ancestors that misbehaved were chained and locked away in caves. But those who are different, they did the same. And I'm left wondering who's to blame. This ain't fun for me anymore. I'm not joking anymore. I killed me the other night. Wait, please, but the noose was tight. Kissed the cheek and said goodbye. I killed me the other night. I killed me the other night. Wrapped a candy coated eyes. Fell to leave and take her. I've loved and cared about the times I've cried and screamed and shouted. It's all, don't quit, there's no way out. My nerves are split and full of doubt. We're all pointless, it's all pointless. Everything always has an end. Why can't just one's logic bend? Do your homework, go to school. My dress gonna be a useful tool. Sit still, calm down, have tea, talk it out. No, I won't sit idly by while no one else cares for the end of all time.
This ain't fun for me anymore.
Good girl, one more time and my fist will incredulous laughter, echoing as if I should know what is there. But I like the feeling. I'm at the beginning of time, and no thoughts of who I am have entered my mind. I bend over the river and catch a glimpse of something that's none of my business. As I scoop some up to drink, I disperse whatever it was, and you can scream at me all you want that the greatest love affair is with myself, that it should be passionate, unwavering, no shadow of a doubt that I am in love with my body, and my body is in love with me, but I am not. The water is not in love with the cup that I drink from. The mess of this relationship with my body.
You puncture me. wholeheartedly believe someone is always there that will always love you in this plan for you ever. How beautiful it must feel to be so sure. I don't know anything, I don't know anything anymore. But how pretty to be praying to nothing that gorgeous blue sugar you swallow like it's all.
And you just heard Out of the Garden by Sophia Isella. Before that, Good Girl by Paris Pamela. And to start the set, Ella Red with It's Not Real. So, let's get into our new segment. So, first off, I have a couple things about WREV. So, thank you so much to everyone who tuned into Vinyl Fawn this weekend. So, that was the 18th and 19th, I believe, or 17th and... Yeah, 18th and 19th. So if you tuned in to the 18th at around, like, 9 p.m., you probably heard me panicking on air. Like, I have not panicked this bad since, like, my very first graveyard where the entire board shut off. So, yeah, sorry if you don't like David Bowie, because I think I accidentally played the same song, like, 3 times. You will likely not catch me again at Vinyl Fawn, but I say that, but I'm absolutely going to do it again because, you know, I am incredibly stubborn, which is fun to an extent. In terms of other WREV news, there, or I guess not WREV, I guess just UVM, because we unfortunately, there is no new exposure announced yet, but there probably will be one next week, so stay tuned for who that is. And here's a quick announcement. Do you go to UVM? Do you make films? Have you made a film in the past year that you're particularly proud of? If you answered yes to all of the above, the Catamount Film Festival wants to see your work. Anyone, regardless of major, can submit their movie by the soft deadline of April 17th for a chance to win. The event will take place on Wednesday, May 6th. Winning prizes include a subscription to the... Criterion Closet and a year-long membership to Paradise Film. Please check out at Catamount Film Festival on Instagram for more information. So the due line may be passed, but feel free to give it a try. Like, just reach out to at Catamount Film Festival and like, hey, who knows? Maybe you can still add it in. And I'm very excited to see who the winners are, so that's very exciting. In other UVM news, Homer Fun! This is like so unbelievably nerdy, but I am so serious. If you want to just like go practice your public speaking skills or just like reading skills, go out to the Davis Green and read some Homer. Like I did yesterday. So fun. I think it's just really great for practicing your public speaking skills because like there's not a lot of pressure. You're kind of just like reading. So it's very good if you like kind of struggle a little in a way. So it's a great way to do it. And like nobody's really judging because it's Homer. Trust me, everyone's tripping up on some of those names. Like I was absolutely butchering the pronunciations of the Phoenicians. I think I got that right. I may not have. Because, like, I was reading the part from when Poseidon wrecks Odysseus. We're starting with the Odyssey, by the way. I don't think we've read the Iliad yet, but it's coming up, and they'll be there all week. So, so from the part where Poseidon wrecks Odysseus' ship to when he's in the bush, essentially. And then the princess comes and finds him. So, yeah. Odysseus, he is a very, very fun. If you ever thought your travel stories were bad, at least you're not Odysseus. Like, let's keep context in there. So yeah, Homer Fun, very fun. Highly recommend. Just walk up to the booth. Like, feel free. You can, like, ask whoever's going to tap out at some point. Like, just wait until they get to a natural stopping point, and then you can tap out. And boom, just read some Homer. It's genuinely, like, besides some of the names, it's a very approachable text. So I highly recommend you do some Homer Fun. Like, it is so fun. All right, and in terms of more broad Vermont news, like, we have a buyer had dreams for Green Mountain College's grounds, and Raj Bhakata is selling the Green Mountain College grounds. Like, I guess he's thrown his hat in, so if you're interested in buying the Green Mountain College grounds, like, you got your shot. Like, if that's ever been a dream to own a college campus, like, now's your chance. About 6 years ago, and unfortunately it's just not panned out as he expected or planned. There's also a new bakery in Fairfax. Sweet Abilities Bakery is a bakery that focuses on donuts, bagels, and croissants, and it's going to be run by Lynn Orton and her son, who has special needs, and she intends to hire people with special needs to work at this bakery. There's an ice cream shop like that in my hometown, and like it's genuinely some of the greatest ice cream I've ever had. And, like, I'm a Rhode Islander. Like, we have some pretty good ice cream shops. Like, so, yeah, this is a great idea. Like, I'm hoping to be able to stop by. We also have healthy living workers will vote on whether to form a union or not. A simple majority of workers expressed support for the effort, but the official vote is scheduled for April 30th. So I'll be back with an update about that in the meantime. And yeah, that's about it of the fun local news. So, how about we move into some weather? Because, like, oh boy, the weather's been interesting this week. I mean, like, let's just, like, Saturday was so nice. It was beautiful. One of the prettiest days I've ever seen. Like, amazing weather. And then Sunday it snows. Like, I was walking down when it started snowing. I was like, oh no, I didn't bring a jacket. Like, I thought it was going to be nice. But, today is currently 44 degrees, but it feels like 31. We have a high of 54 and a low of 40 and clouds all day. No sun, sorry. But we can expect some rain around 3 to 4 a.m. So if you're up around then, bring a rain jacket. Thursday, we can also expect more rain with a high of 52 and a low of 39. But Friday, we're getting that sun back. Unfortunately, it will be a high of 50 and a low of 34, so it's somehow the sun is making it colder. Then we also have Saturday, which will be partly cloudy, and then Sunday, which will be sunny, and I almost forgot to mention this, but Saturday is Spring Fest. You should, tickets are, I believe, $23 and still on sale, so if you want to listen to some great music, you should come to Spring Fest. Like, and also just, like, Sunday, that Sunday, there is going to be a anime fest at the Doubletree in Hilton. So if you're interested in cosplaying, tickets are like $20. So I'm pulling up a Vietnami cosplay. I am so excited for it. Like, my roommate's gonna hate me though, because like I gotta be up at like 6 to do my makeup and everything. So, and also I need to figure out some way to like straighten my hair without a straightener, because I did not bring my straightener with me to college, because I was like, oh, I'm not gonna do this again, because the last time I did, like, destroyed my hair for like 3 months and I could not get it to hold a curl. So, oops. Maybe next time I'll use heat protectant. I say that, but I know I absolutely won't. But, with that all said and done, that is your news and whatever and a couple random tirades that I went off on. Next up, we have Cold by Naz, and after that, we have our folklore segment, which is going to be Homer-themed in honor of Homerfon. So, let's get right into that.
Even if lately the wheels have been
And you just heard Big Mouth Strikes Again, the 2011 remastered version by The Smiths, The Hand by Annabelle Denda, and to start, Cold by Nas. So, in today's folklore segment, in honor of Homerphon, we have a bit about the nymphs. So the nymphs are divine female nature spirits, but they're not gods. That's one of the big differences. So, satyrs, cyclopses, things like that, nymphs, they're not gods. That's a very important distinction to make. They are daemons, which are spirits. So, they're not immortal. They're long-lived, and they can really, like, they can live a very, very long time, but they are not immortal. Like, that's one of the things that's kind of big about them. That's, like, the big difference between, like, them and gods. They're like, attendants to the gods and stuff, but they're not actual gods themselves. And there's a bunch of different types of nymphs. Naiads are spirits of fresh water, including springs, rivers, lakes, and marshes. Dryads and hamadryads are the spirits of trees and forests. A hamadryad, the difference between that and a regular dryad, is a hamadryad is specific to one tree. So dryads are just general forest spirits. Hamadryad, it's one very important specific tree. The Nereids are the sea, and they're the 50 daughters of Nereus, and they are often seen assisting sailors. Now, there are other sea nymphs. The Oceanids are the thousands of daughters of Oceanus and Tethys, associated with the ocean, water, and sometimes just like other more abstract concepts. The Oreads are mountain nymphs, and they are also seen in grottos. There's also the Aurorae, who are the breezes. Ephemelides, which are the pastures and meadows, and Lampades, which are the underworld. So, there's a couple important nymphs like Calypso. She was one who detained Odysseus on Ogygia. Then there's Fetus, who is the leader of the Nereids, and she is the mother of Achilles. It's actually her wedding that gets crashed, and that's what kicks off the Trojan War. Is it her wedding? I think it is her wedding that gets crashed and, like, kicks off the Trojan War. Fetus is a really interesting character. She is in a lot of myths, usually kind of in the background, but, like, she's there often. Of course, there's Echo, the nymph cursed to only repeat words of others. Echo Narcissus, that's a very common one. Daphne, who is transformed into a laurel tree to escape Apollo. And Amalthea, who is the nymph who nourished the infant Zeus with goat's milk. So they weren't generally worshipped in the same way gods were, but they were honored as protectors of their environment. Like I said, they are not gods, so their rights and like kind of how people act around them are very different. So a lot of these kind of, like, Fetus, she's in the Iliad. Calypso, that's the Odyssey. So, like, there's a lot of nymphs in, like, so many different Greek stories, so they're a very important part, but they are not, like, on the level of gods, you know? So with that all said and done, that's it for our folklore segment today, and let's move into some more music to close out today's set. So, we got The Wind with Agaboshi again.
Don't try. see when you roll, cause there's a race straight way to the point you see. Don't try, that's the worst. Don't cry, cause it's alright. Don't try, just fix up this, cause you better hate yourself in the end.
Right, and you just heard Aronia by Alan Walker and Sorana from his new album, which I didn't know music albums could have, like, that much lore, but Alan Walker's basically just, like, doing his own thing. Like, he's basically making a sci-fi franchise and just, like, collabing with every artist he wants. Like, I respect it, honestly. Like, and before that, we had Win by Akiboshi, which probably played last week, but I think it's banger. Like, I genuinely think that is a great song, so. And unfortunately, all you guys can do is turn off radio or go to another station, so you're stuck with my music taste if you don't want to do that. With that all said and done, this is unfortunately the end of my hour with you, but don't worry, we have plenty of great new music coming with the rest of the shows for today. I'm DJ Io, and thank you to everyone who tuned into Vinylthon last weekend. Like, it was a very stressful time, but it was also kind of fun. And also, I got to play a bunch of David Bowie and Kiss, so a win's a win. But besides that, I hope to see you outside on the Davis Green at Homerfon. Like, genuinely, it's so fun. Like, you just read Homer. It's happening all week, so just come on out to the Davis Green and read some Homer or listen to some Homer, because that's how Homer was meant to be heard. But with that all said and done, thank you for tuning in to WREV 90.1 FM Burlington, your better alternative.